Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Oh, all these months of waiting for sports to get back. It was so... Remember how many times we would be talking about the Rockies, Mark, during these last several months, and we'd play a highlight, you know, a Drew Goodman highlight, and we're like,
yeah,
can't wait to hear Drew back calling games again. Well, he was back this weekend.
It was great.
But under unique circumstances.
Yes, for
sure.
And
joining us to... recap it all is Drew Goodman. He joins us now. Drew, good morning. How you doing?
Waking up. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Drew, man. It's always good to hear your voice. Always good to hear you on the call. And I got to tell you, man, so excited to watch the Rockies play. Very excited about the way they won this weekend. Let's start with Kyle Freeland, because he had to have a big bounce-back season. And you know, sitting 91 to 94, having a great slide piece there in the, I guess, the last three innings of his performance. What did you make of Kyle Freeland, his change of mechanics and the way he pitched yesterday?
Well, first of all, he embraces the challenge. In other words, 2018, we know he was one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's fourth in the Cy Young in the National League, pitching at Coors Field. He had a 2.85 overall ERA. And last year was a poor season. There's no other way to describe it. It was a really bad season for him. But he doesn't shy away, and he made some adjustments mechanically, and he's such a great competitor. And you can't by accident have the kind of year he had in 2018, so you know it's still in there. And to see what he did yesterday, so uplifting, not only for him, but more importantly for the whole team, because what I saw – was a similar fastball, but he really changed speeds very well. There was greater variance in his arsenal, and it was a four-pitch mix. It was, you know, fastball, cutter, you know, cutter, slider, curveball, a lot of change-ups, and he kept guys off balance. Even, you know, he gave up the long home run to Gallo in the second inning, and you thought, uh-oh, how's he going to react to this? And he was dominant after that. The run they scratched out was off of soft contact. So there were a lot of eyes and a lot of focus on Kyle Freeland, because for the Rockies to get back to the postseason where they believe they, you know, deserve to go, they believe they're that team from 17 and 18 and not the team from 19, they need Kyle to turn it around. And that was a marvelous first step.
Vizzy with the voice of the Rockies, Drew Goodman. And Drew, you've covered baseball for a long, long time. You've seen a lot of really great, interesting, fascinating stories. Where does this Daniel Bard story rank?
It's right up there with Stink trying to catch Daniel the other day in the backyard.
Boy, was that defensive, huh? Yeah.
That's it. It's become a combat sport for me, Drew.
Yeah, I was like, I wanted to run over to your house and bring you lots of gear. I mean, just extra gear, too. You know, the Daniel Bard thing is, it's phenomenal, because not just take, let's say a guy had arm injuries and, you know, and other things and retired and then came back and somehow got back to the big leagues. It would be after 7 years. It would be a marvelous story, an unbelievable story. This guy had the yips, and anybody who's been around baseball can appreciate that guys just don't come back from that. It's a mental thing, and there's been a lot of guys through, you know, the history that really, you know, it's written about and they can't come back. Who is a Cardinal? I'm forgetting his name. Who
Ankiel.
Left pitch. Yeah, Rick Ankiel, who ended up becoming a really good position player. But it's so difficult to see a guy overcome that. And to see him come back and pound the strike zone. He threw 25 pitches. 20 were in the zone. And let's not forget this part of it. He's 35. He blew 99 the other day with a 90, 91 mile an hour slider. So it's not just, hey, this is a nice story, he somehow made the roster. the Rockies are going to utilize him in high leverage situations. So this story is going to keep getting better, I believe.
Yeah, I thought that was the phenomenal thing. He came in a, like you said, a high leverage situation. You're like, oh, here we go. Really cool to watch that. Really cool to watch the rest of the bullpen. I thought the bullpen was phenomenal over the course of the weekend.
They pitched great. I mean, the three starters to begin with, you know, Marquez, Gray was very good. Marquez was outstanding. Shrewdy had a no-no in the sixth inning. We talked about Freeland, but you're right, Stink. The bullpen was really good. Wade, a lot of pitches and wasn't as convicted, I think, in his first outing Saturday. Yesterday, he was really clean. I thought one of the better stories out of that bullpen was Yency Almonte yesterday. What was it, six up, six down, or maybe he gave up, there was a walk in there or something, but he was really good for two strong innings and on a day where Estevez and Jairo Diaz weren't available and Bard wasn't available. So, listen, across the board, they pitched exceptionally well.
Drew Goodman joined us. Drew, tell us what it was like for you and Jeff to call games in Dallas from here, which is the way it's going to be this season. What was it like? Kind of describe it for us.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's different. It's completely different, and it presents a unique challenge. I give credit to, you know, all of our production people and technical folks for being able to, you know, reconfigure everything to, you know, to get on the air and to, you know, stay safe from a health standpoint. Listen, everybody has to adjust right now in the world. I know you guys have talked a lot about it. It is what it is. I hate that statement, but that's true. There are times where you just don't know where the ball is. Like, you know, on foul balls, for instance, you know, is that in play or is it in the third deck? You know, on opening night, Nolan fouled out to the catcher. You have no idea where that is until, you know, you kind of get a shot of it. With the runner scoring yesterday on the when Chris Owings scored on the base hit by Tony Walters, when he came home, was it Chris? I can't remember who it was. Anyhow, the point is you can't really tell if it's going to be a close play or not because you're just watching on the monitor as opposed to being able to see the whole field. And the shot that we have that shows all nine players is about a half a second delay. You know, just from a technical standpoint, you can't have them synced up exactly. So there are challenges, but listen, again, everybody is adjusting, and it's just great to call the Rockies games and to call games that count. To be able to provide that for fans is awesome.
Well, a bit of bad news in baseball right now. Eight more players/coaches from the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19. And this from Ken Rosenthal, the Marlins game tonight against the Orioles has been canceled.
Wow.
So, I mean, here is the reality of the world we're living in right now. Drew, obviously not good news from your perspective and what you've seen calling these games this weekend. I mean, what are your initial reactions to that?
Yeah, that is not good news, and you knew going in there's going to be positive tests. In fact, you know, the first few weeks I was blown away with how few there were. I think at one point, what was it last week? Over 10,000 tests, almost 11,000 had been administered, and they had a positive rate of about, you know, 0.4%. Miami is one of the hotbeds. We know that. I hope it is isolated right now. And I said this to my oldest son, Jacob, the other day, because, you know, he's concerned about, you know, these positive tests naturally and what would happen. You can only control in life what you control, right? We say that a lot in life. We say that in sports more specifically. I certainly hope that, as I said, that it's isolated, that it doesn't become a rampant thing, because baseball is back up. It's been good for the country. And the last thing you want to see is, the industry have to shut down again for a period of time.
Drew, we want to end on a funny note here. Just want to play this highlight from yesterday's
sure.
game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, here you go. Play.
And that one is long gone. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Second dick shot here in Texas. And it's 4-2 Colorado.
Can you clarify what exactly you said there?
Yeah, the second deck shot, and you know, as long if you doctor that and to some degree, you know, you can have. I guess there are other words that
deck shot
are produced. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, here's the thing. I saw my phone lit up, and
yeah.
Twitter lit up,
yeah.
And I had no idea what anybody was talking about. And, naturally my kids, who are social media mavens, were all over it. And I said, you know what? I think it was a combination of and it.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I was watching Quick Pitch late last night on MLB Network, and they must have thought it was okay because they went with it.
All right. Yeah, well, okay.
You know, dick shot.
I'm sticking to D-E. CK.
There you go.
I'm with you, but we've all had those moments during a broadcast. The funny thing is when you don't actually notice it. Like, you didn't notice it?
That one I didn't. You know, because sometimes you're like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there, too.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
You know.
You're the best.
It's all good. It means baseball's back. We're having fun. So that's good. Thank you, Drew.
All right, fellas. You guys take care. Have a good morning.
All right, Drew Goodman. Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.